Welcome back to the Made Creative podcast. I'm really excited about today's topic. Today, we will be talking about a misconception that plagues and just follows us around as creatives everywhere we go. A misconception that creatives are just unprofessional. They are whimsical beings who just follow their passions. But in reality, many creatives are incredibly disciplined and hardworking. Building a successful career as a creative requires dedication, just like any other profession. We have deadlines to meet, projects to manage, and clients to satisfy. There's a lot involved. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be busting the myth of the starving artist right here and right now. Hello and welcome to the Made Creative podcast. I'm so excited to have you here as we navigate the creative journey together. This podcast isn't just about the finished products, the masterpieces, or the viral sensations. It's about the messy, sometimes frustrating, yet undeniably exhilarating process of creating them. Hi, my name is Comfort Smithson, and I'm the host for this show. I would like to be your companion on that journey, helping you navigate the various seasons. Now, if you haven't already, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And I do really appreciate every single person who subscribes. It means a lot. Now, without further ado, let's get into today's episode. All right. So today we're going to be talking about that big elephant in the room among creatives and among what people around the creatives. They'll think about it. They may not say it, but it's definitely going on in their minds. It's an unfortunate belief that goes around between people's minds, and it's a misconception or a thought between the perception and reality of our world as creatives and our journey as creatives. People thinking of us as just being flaky and not being able to be professional enough. Yeah, it's just mind-boggling sometimes, but it is the reality. You know, creatives are often saddled with the starving artist stereotype. And in fact, most people even think that, you know, we can't hold down a real job. Yeah, the ones who, they keep thinking creatives are just the ones who float around in a cloud of inspiration, never even caring for a bit about, you know, facing any real world challenges. Yes, it's a real bummer, that stereotype, and it bugs so many people. And it paints a picture of us as creatives as irresponsible, unrealistic, and it's really not nice. And it hurts us a lot because it breaks down your confidence. It takes so much away from us. But is there any truth to it? And how can we change this narrative? Well, let's face it. There is some truth to it. I'm not going to lie. And I know. Someone's going to be like, wait, what? Aren't you supposed to be on my side? Aren't you supposed to be my co-pilot on this? Isn't the whole point of Made Creative? You're supposed to be like, you know, journeying with me on this. And I am. So hear me out. And I get it, because on the other side, everyone is telling you that being a creative is about following your passions and your dreams. And I do say that as well sometimes. And everyone tells you it's, you know, sometimes it does mean giving up stability for a while, security, and maybe even a decent haircut. You know, you just have to keep it. It's part of being a creative. And you start to believe this, that is the only way to be authentic and real, as in you have to struggle to be able to get there. Especially when you're starting out, it's so easy to believe that. But here's the thing. It's a trap. Yep, I said it. It's a big, beautiful, self-inflicted trap. And one that's so easy, so easy for people to fall in. And I'm saying this as one of the creatives who definitely fell for that. And even from time to time, well, now I know better, but from time to time when I was just starting out, I really believed that, yeah, I mean, this is how you start. No one's going to get your idea. No one's going to get your concept. But that is such a trap. It is so wrong. It is such a wrong misconception about creatives and about you as a creative that you shouldn't really be walking around with. At the same time, while people are saying this, everyone also tells you that stability comes from a 9-to-5 and anything outside the box is risky. Isn't that true? So let me ask you though, does an accountant, every single accountant, when they're doing their job, do they become millionaires? Or does every lawyer feel fulfilled every time they're in court and they win a case or lose a case, whichever? And especially entrepreneurs, does every entrepreneur who launches a business become a billionaire overnight? No, of course not. You know, let's talk about even just the writers. Does every writer who puts a pen to paper land a best-selling novel on their first try? No, not at all. And, you know, when you keep thinking about it that way, if the more you think about accepting this notion and this misconception, you could actually be stifling and holding back and holding your own potential hostage. I like that statement that we use here on Made Creative. Some things are just, it's just you holding things hostage. And if you hold on to that belief about creatives, you're definitely stifling your own potential. And yet it doesn't have to be that way. Creativity can actually set you free and you're able to actually pay your rent. Imagine having the resources to invent your craft, buy your materials, or even take a class to hone your skills. I mean, to be able to actually enjoy what you're doing, your creativity, in a sustainable way, in a way that you're not actually the starving artist, but you're able to finance it in some way, shape, or form. And maybe just as an encouragement, a good example is Da Vinci, the most iconic creative minds in history. Da Vinci wasn't exactly struggling to pay his rent, was he? Shakespeare might have written about poverty, but there's a reason why his plays were performed in fancy theaters. So being creative doesn't mean that you have to sacrifice everything. You can be passionate about your craft and dedicated to your vision and still have a healthy bank account and a roof over your head. Although the truth is, relying solely on inspiration is a recipe for inconsistency. It might work for a burst of brilliance here and there, but for a sustainable creative lifestyle or career, you do need more than just the inspiration and the sparks. Now, don't get me wrong. Inspiration is important. Like I keep saying, that inspiration is important. It's the spark that ignites your fire. It helps you push through. But that spark needs to be fueled in a lasting flame. It needs to be constantly having that oil that will keep that flame on. That fuel that I'm talking about comes from the dedication that you bring, the hours you put in, the constant learning and pushing of your boundaries. Now, we cannot avoid that. And I know creatives just love their world of creativeness, but it also does take discipline and a bit of grit. Imagine a doctor who only treated patients when they felt inspired to diagnose, or an architect who built buildings based on a sudden artistic vision and like, whoop, I want it this way. You know, it sounds a bit disastrous, doesn't it? Because it takes years of training, meticulous practice, that's what prepares them to create those masterpieces of their own, saving lives in the process, building beautiful buildings in the process. You know, a good example that you can think about, Steve Jobs. He was a visionary leader for his innovative design sense. The success of Apple wasn't due to pure inspiration from his part. It was a result of real strategic planning, meticulous execution, and a relentless pursuit of excellence. Oprah Winfrey, a media mogul known for her captivating personality, and also built her entire empire through sheer grit and determination. You just look her up and read her story. I'm not even going to go into it now, but just look at it. She wasn't just a charismatic talk show host. She was a savvy business woman with an eye for detail and determination to put in the work to get it to happen. The point is, in these icons, they didn't just achieve it because of their status and waiting for inspiration to strike. Nope. They honed their craft, embraced the hard work, and they understood the value of structure and discipline. Because it's having that that allows you to have that consistency, and that consistency is that fuel that you need to keep your creativity going and sustained financially, mentally, and all that as well. So if you hold on to the belief that a successful creative, being a successful creative means being a carefree, no care in the world, just do it whatever, whenever you want to, and just, with a chill and just enjoy being the creative float around, you might be setting yourself up for disappointment. And I'm so sorry to say that, but that is the truth. You may not want to hear it that way, but that is the sheer truth. Sure, there are moments of inspiration, like I said, moments of pure creative flow, and that's also what makes it so amazing and so unique, because they come in the time that you actually need it. They will, but you don't have to wait for it. You also have to work towards it, and you will meet each other at that point, because that creative bust, it comes to give you that assurance of, you know what, you've got it in you. And that's why those huge creative bursts come once in a while, and they push you. It's like you, it just propels you into the next phase of of your journey, into the next season of your journey. And they keep coming in bursts like that. But they need to meet, and they need to see that you also give you're giving back to it. The creativity is like that. Like, it just sees you. And it needs to see that you're also putting in the dedication to nurture it, and you're building your skills, you're managing your time, you're presenting yourself professionally. It's those moments that might not translate into, those moments might not translate into instant, just then ideas, but it helps. It's sowing those seeds, and that's where you're going to get your sustainable success. In your creativity, in your creative journey.
Hey there, creative minds. I hope you are feeling inspired already by what you're listening to, and you are ready to ignite your own creative spark. Well, we all know that creativity thrives on inspiration and community. That's why Make Creative offers a fantastic newsletter packed exclusive with content that you won't hear on the podcast. And here's what you can expect to get when you sign up. You'll get creative prompts and exercises, just like the few that we keep mentioning here and there. Get those juices flowing with exercises designed to challenge and inspire you. Are you ready to take the creative leap? Ready to take your creativity to the next level? Then head over to the website and sign up to the Make Creative mailing list today. It's completely free and it just takes a minute. Now back to the show.
All right, so we're back again. We're asking ourselves, how do we shake off this image of the starving artist or the unprofessional creative who runs solely on inspiration? So the question remains, how do we break free from those outdated misconceptions? And how do we redefine what it means to be a creative professional, a creative entrepreneur, a creative professional, as it were? Well, the answer lies in embracing a multifaceted approach. It's not just a one size fits all. There's a couple of layers to it. Now, here's the deal. You don't have to choose between being a free spirited creative and a disciplined professional on the other extreme. You can actually be both. And that's the encouragement. I don't want to throw a damper on your creativity and make it hard. That's not what we're here for. We do have to give some tough love sometimes, and it's necessary, but it means there is always a way to do things. Life has never been easy. There's always mistakes, but it's about how you embrace them and how you change your mindset to an attitude to embracing the next steps. So again, we've said the secret is actually that most creatives have it in them. You do have it in you to have structured routines. You can actually set schedules and establish deadlines and hold yourselves accountable for producing quality work, even when your inspiration or the muse isn't there, the feeling is not there. Because here's the kicker, and I've said this in the past episodes as well, and I think I'm going to keep saying it in almost every episode, creativity isn't just a mythical gift or a thing that's just bestowed upon the few. It's a skill that can be honed and developed through practice. Just like any muscle in your body, the more you work at it, the stronger it gets. It's just how willing are you to actually put in the work to make it stronger. It's like any other skill. It thrives on discipline, structure, planning, and yes, even a little bit of routine, setting aside time, focus to create, to experiment, to refine your craft. Those are things that separate the dreamers from doers in this industry of creativity. Because, I mean, out there, the world desperately does need dreamers. We need the free spirits. We need the ones who can see things in a different light. But it also needs creatives who can translate those dreams into ways that others can understand that reality. And there is actually room for both your passion and your practicality, okay? So here are some of the strategies that we can discuss, some practical tips that we can actually use. Number one, cultivate your craft. Dedicate the time and just put in the time to actually get to understand and hone your skills with your craft, whether it's through formal education, workshops, or simply DIYing and self-dedicated practice. The more you refine your abilities, the more confidence you'll have in your work, and the easier it will be to translate those ideas into your reality. And then you need to embrace a structure and some form of process, because creativity does thrive on structure. You need to develop a schedule, a work schedule, or set achievable goals as well. You know, breaking down the projects into manageable tasks, things that you can actually do in a day, just a few. And you might be surprised how often that inspiration will strike. Remember, I told you, the inspiration is there, but it will only strike when it sees that you're equally coming closer to it. You need to meet somewhere. You need to give it something to work with for it to come. And when you're both actively engaged in the creative process, it's just going to be beautiful creations and masterpieces. Number two, you do need to sharpen your business acumen. You need to, whether you're a freelancer or work in an organization, understanding just the bare basics of business principles like marketing, budgeting, and negotiating is incredibly, incredibly valuable. Because being a creative professional doesn't mean shying away from business side of things. You just have to. You just can't avoid it. And the world we're living in, you just have to learn it. So learn about your marketing skills, managing your finances, and, you know, negotiating contracts. Understanding the business world will give you, at least at the bare basics, will empower you into be able to build a sustainable and fulfilling creative career. And then to be able to just, this is sort of riding off point two. Point three, invest in continuous learning. So even with all those business acumen I mentioned, if you don't know how to do it, take a course, take a free course. There's so many opportunities to learn online these days. Cheap, free, low cost ones, they're all there. The creative landscape is constantly evolving and you need to stay ahead. Whether it's even just for your own craft, you know, you take workshops, attend seminars, just seeking out new techniques and technologies and ways to improve what you need to get you where you're supposed to be. Just be open and willing to keep learning continuously. Read books. Books are such a great way to actually get inspiration and get to know how people are doing things. Remember, just like any skill, you just need that constant refinement to it. And then point three is you need to build your network. And for creatives, it's even more vital because collaboration is so crucial. We definitely thrive a lot more on the people around us and collaborations with each other. Connecting with other creatives in your field or in other creative niches around, attending industry events, just go out and do them. Even if you're not, if there's a market day somewhere, you may not have a stall for yourselves, but just go and see what's there and connect with people. Build relationships with potential clients and collaborators. You know, just keep building a strong network, and building that network can provide valuable support for you. It opens doors to new opportunities. It broadens your creative horizons. It's just so powerful being able to build your network, collaborating with people. Point five, embrace the hustle. Like I said, I don't like the word hustle, but for now, let's just go with that, because there's no other best way for me to explain it. But let's be honest. Being a creative often requires a healthy dose of hustle, just a healthy dose of it. You might need to juggle multiple projects from here and there, manage tight deadlines, and actively promote your work. And that's what I mean by just the healthy dose of hustle. But remember, the hustle doesn't have to be chaotic. You know, you need to also remember to take care of yourself, because you are more important. If you're not taking care of yourself, there's no point in hustling or trying to get this thing out there. So plan well, have good self-discipline, have a positive attitude, and when you need rest, take the rest that you need to, and then you come back to it when you're feeling refreshed and ready. But just make sure you plan and manage yourself, yeah? But put in the time. Put in the work and manage your time, but also remember to have some self-care. Number six, like mentioned earlier, just build, once you've done all that, as you're going through your processes, build a portfolio. There is a really big thing about putting your work out there. And I remember I mentioned the book Show Your Work by, I think it's called Austin Kloin, the book. But yeah, it's a really good one. Just need to build a killer portfolio. Every time you put your work, have it ready. Every time you do something, take pictures of it, put it on wherever you're going to put it together. But just make sure it also feels good for you, looking through your work and where you've come from. It's so good to just document your work, document your process, and then put out the best ones in like the final one somewhere. But also in the process of documentation, keep it all going. Like keep a record of how you've been going through the process. Take pictures, recordings, and videos and stuff. It really does come together because it helps you. It just helps you see where things are coming from. And then seven, last, it's a small one, but it's quite important. Refine your communication skills. Whether it's crafting a compelling proposal or presenting your ideas with clarity, it is really important for you to learn how to communicate your project and your ideas. Be able to articulate your vision and your value effectively. Articulate and present your project, your artwork effectively. Now, these are just a few steps, but they are very powerful. There's so many other different steps and strategic practical tips that you can do to be able to actually get to that balance that we need of being a sustainable professional creative. But by taking charge of your professional image, and you're not just promoting yourself, remember, you are contributing to a larger movement, and this is where we started from. We're demystifying that creative label, that bad rep that creatives have. You're showing the world that creativity and professionalism are not mutually exclusive. If anything, by embracing these ideas that we've talked about today, you can redefine what it means to be creative. It's about dedication, it's about hard work, and it's about presenting yourself as a professional who brings both talent and value to the table. You can be a creative powerhouse without the starving artist stereotype. All right? Now, this is such a huge, huge, big one, and I just keep telling you, it is something that I'm so convinced about, and it needs a bit of work. It does. Oh, it does, my dear. I really believe. But it is so, so critical, and it is so rewarding once you get into the routine and you get into the routine of doing it and get that system in place, because you will thank yourself in the future, and then all the creators will thank you as well for changing that misconception about creatives.
So there we have it. Thank you so much for being here with us today. Thank you so much for sharing this time with me. And if you found this episode interesting or inspiring or helpful in any way, please do share it with your friends and family and spread the word about it. And also, if you could you just leave a review on Podchaser or on our website? It really helps to be able to grow the show. So until next time, remember, you are made creative. So keep creating, keep exploring, and most importantly, keep believing in your own creative power. I'll see you on the next episode.